We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
WCCO. Anthony Salvato is the CBS News Director of Elections and Surveys, and we've chatted with him before. He's always fascinating. Anthony, thanks for taking the time this morning here on CCO.
Hey, thanks for having me. How are you?
Well, doing wonderful. Good to talk to you again. And I'm just curious, as someone who watches this, now that we've had, of course, the Supreme Court hearings are over and now he's a justice, how is that going to affect the polling? Has it changed things a little bit?
Well, that's what I'm going to tell you on Sunday. I'm in the field right now. We're doing a new set of polling. We're going across all the battleground House districts to see how this affects that battle for Congress. And, you know, going into this, the thing that we noticed was the anger on both sides. You had Republicans saying they were angry about the process. They'd be angry if he wasn't confirmed. Of course, he was. But Democrats also then saying that they'd be angry if he was confirmed. So we'll see if that sustains. One of the reasons that's so important is that, especially for Democrats, you know, they're heavily dependent this year on bringing out voters who don't typically vote in midterms, and we know that that anger is related to enthusiasm to voting. But Republicans, too, have been trying to get their base, what they call their base, their reliable voters, get them engaged in this, make them think that it's as important this year as a presidential year. So we'll see. I'll tell you if that's what's happened, Dave.
Yeah, I look forward to that conversation. Something that could sway things, I don't know if it can or not, but as you know, your newsroom, Anthony, is buzzing with stories of the meeting between Kanye West and the president yesterday.
Yeah, that did make quite a bit of news. You know, look, I think that here again, we've got a case where the president is clearly a factor in the midterms. I mean, obviously, an unconventional president. Republicans tell us that they think he's an unconventional president, and they like that. Democrats think that he's unconventional, and they don't like that. But in either case, I mean, we've got upwards of 60% of people in the recent polling telling us that the president is a factor, if not the factor, in their vote. In fact, you know, we see people saying that the economy is good, but they don't necessarily like the direction of the country. And it's that split. It's those voters that we're keeping an eye on, because normally with an economy this good, you would see the president and his party doing better than they currently are. So he's certainly a factor either way, and he's certainly a motivating factor for Republicans, Dave.
Anthony, this is an interesting state here in Minnesota, because typically year after year or election after election, we lead the country in voter turnout. What do you anticipate for this year's elections?
Well, like you said, I mean, you can pretty much bank on Minnesota being strong relative turnout, much more than many other large states. And, you know, look, you've got a couple of Senate races up there. You've got a few competitive House races. I certainly don't expect that to change. Our expected vote up there will probably be strong, but I also expect it to be strong in a number of places. I mean, we're watching key Senate races from Florida to Texas. We're watching some in Missouri, a bunch of big states. So I think overall we're expecting large turnout. The question is going to be how much larger, and that's the key thing we'll have to watch, Dave.
Yeah, and of course here in Minnesota, as you know, Anthony, he shocked the world when Jesse Ventura became our governor. So when anybody else wins, we're not surprised by any of that anymore. But it was interesting because even in the polls, I think just before he won here in Minnesota, it didn't look like he would really have a shot. But by golly, on Election Day, he did.
Well, one of the things I always emphasize is to watch those late breakers. You know, for all of us who are tuned into politics all the time, this is great. This is exciting. But we have to remember that even if it's not everybody, even if it's around 10%, we're seeing maybe 15% that say that they could still consider the other side or they still might switch. You know, in close races, in 50-50 races, those folks are determinative. And things do and often can shift very late. You know, sometimes I say to you know, this horse race analogy isn't always a good one. This is an argument. This is a debate. And some folks tune into it a little bit later. So you got to watch it right down to the wire. And look, that's especially true in states where most people vote on election day itself. So you know, we've got some exciting stuff ahead.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, in this state, Anthony, as you know, across the country, at Minnesota, boy, people can vote early now, and do they? There's a lot of people that do that.
Yeah, there is. And, you know, we see that it's interesting, Dave. You know, some folks look at those early votes, and you will see this going forward in the next few weeks. And they'll say, oh, this party or that party has votes in the bank. Well, that's all well and good, but that doesn't mean somebody's going to win, because what's happened is the parties have been transferring what was their election day vote over to their early and their absentee votes. And so, you know, those people aren't necessarily added votes. They're just people who chose to take advantage of that system, take advantage of the convenience of voting early or voting absentee, but they otherwise would have shown up on election day. So, you know, use caution when we start putting out all those early vote numbers too.
As someone who has done this for years and does great research on it, Anthony, I'm just really curious. Now, of course, we hear a lot from the parties and the candidates as they're running for office from their particular polls. How much should we take that with a grain of salt, or how much do you trust those polls from the parties themselves or the candidates themselves?
Well, my rule of thumb is that if I'm seeing one of their polls, they're making it public, they're probably selecting it because it's good for them. I'm not sure I see the ones and we see the ones that aren't so good for them. So there's what we pollsters call a selection bias in that, no doubt. So I do take those with a grain of salt. Yeah, it's obviously the parties invest a lot in polling. And look, that's what most of polling does. It's out there trying to figure out why people are doing what they're doing. Certainly nobody has a more vested interest in that than the campaign. But just the same, I think, you know, you look at the polls from, hopefully from us, you look at our stuff, and you look at other good public pollsters, and, you know, most of them are pointing in this general direction, which is that over the summer, things have given the Democrats a bit of an edge, but I really caution that there are very plausible scenarios in which those new voters don't show up, in which some of those Republicans who've said they might switch over come back home, and in which the Republicans keep the House. And I think your Senate landscape looks like it's edging towards the Republicans, because Democrats just have a hard time making headway in some of these very red states where we see contests taking place. And that's exactly where we stand, Dave.
So on Face the Nation Sunday, we'll learn a lot more.
Well, hopefully we'll have some good stuff for you. And I think we will. And I think there's another bigger question we'll try to answer, which is, how do the parties see each other after such an acrimonious debate? Is this going to be something where Republicans and Democrats, is there anything they find common ground on? Or is this just going to be a sort of back and forth between the two bases? And that, I think, is a big question and a larger question for where the country is headed as well. So we'll try to unpack that a little bit, too.
Anthony, good talking to you as always. Thanks for your time. And hopefully we'll do this again before the elections.
I would look forward to that, Dave.
He is Anthony Salvanto, and of course, he is the CBS News Director of Elections and Surveys. You can learn a lot more about his research Sunday when he is on Face the Nation right here on Channel 4.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.